Hey guys, you are listening to our SSB podcast best of, a series of past interviews we have done, cut down to some of the best parts, best advice, and best moments for you to listen to and consume easily. Our best of series is brought to you by our incredible partner and sponsor, Nations Photo Lab. Check them out at www.nationsphotolab.com. Use the promo code, all caps, Sam Stroud, to get 10% off of everything. Now, in this episode, we revisit our interview with Jennifer Olmsted of the Tonic Sight Shop. We talk about branding, brand building, what it means to you as a photographer, and she is also responsible for one of the most thoughtful moments I, as a photographer, have ever had when she asked me, where would your brand shop? All right, let's check it out.
Do you see a lot of struggle there, or I guess what I'm saying is, do you see them like, hey, you're not doing a really good job of this, and I'm going to help you do a really good job of this? Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
Well, we see this all the time where there's this really awesome small business or really awesome creative, and you meet them and you're just totally sold, and they're so charismatic and their work is amazing. And then you visit their website and it's just like, well, and you have to like figure out a way to tell them like your website is not as awesome as you are. Like this is a problem. And I do see that a lot where you just see these amazing small business owners who are just like killing it in every area. And they're like, oh yeah, but my website sucks, so don't visit it. And I'm like, that's a horrible thing to have to say to someone. Like, yeah, I'm really awesome. I know. Like, please don't visit my website. Just like, here, look at my phone and my Instagram, and here's some like amazing shots that I've taken. So we hate that. Like, that's just like the worst. And so that is definitely what Tonic is born out of like, your website should be even more awesome than you are. Like, your website is the best representation of yourself online. So this is like you times 1,000.
Usually the story you're telling online is far more important, or face-to-face is far more important to the images that you're producing on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about how you curate to some extent. And I know that a lot of people struggle with feeling like that's disingenuous. Like, okay, well, I need to be real. You know, I need to like show who I really am. And so that's not pretty sometimes. And so, you know, I don't want to overly curate. And I think that that's important, because I think if you're not authentic, people are not going to accord with you. They're not going to like you.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to meet you and hang out with you, and which means that they may not want you to shoot their wedding. Like, there's definitely an aspect to that that's important. But I do think, conversely, that your website can be that like super curated, super on point, super tailored message that's like, this is me at my best. And then you can use other social media platforms, you can use your in-person disarming and charming personality to kind of flesh out that persona. But I definitely think the website can be this like super curated representation of who you are and who your brand is at its best. And I feel like photographers to some are just like constantly evaluating themselves.
Yes.
More so than probably any other small business owner. Like, they're just constantly, because I think the industry is so tuned into what everyone else is doing. And so anytime I launch a website or a new brand for a client, inevitably I just get this like inrushing flood of
right.
People who are like, oh my gosh, I saw this and it's so great and I have to like rebrand because everything I'm doing sucks. And it's really, I think, difficult, because people are constantly looking around and constantly measuring themselves and going like, okay, well, I'm not doing that, and so I'm not doing something that works. Rebranding is not going to solve problems with your business. It's not going to make who you are clear into the world, and so you're all of a sudden going to get 500 more clients. And I think to some extent, if you're constantly in this like, you know, cycle of rebrand, which is such a common thing, people are going to start getting confused about who you are, and they're not going to feel like you're strong in your business.
Right.
And so I think that people just start beginning to feel like they just don't measure up and what they're doing isn't working. And so that's the first thing they jump to, is like, okay, well, clearly I just need a new logo. And I don't think that's what you jump to first. And so what I like to say is that a great designer can't give you a brand. You know, it can only give you something to support it. And so what I think the answer is to rebranding is, you know, is there a big difference between what you're putting out online and what your clients know about you, and then what your logo and your website are saying? I think that if you see that there's a huge difference between those two things and people are not understanding who you are and what kind of work you like to do, and you're not getting any of the clients that you want, that may be a clue that you do need to rebrand. I say kind of take some time and just inhabit your brand. Like, work through what works in social media for you, present your best images, curate your portfolio, and start there. And if you still feel like there's a major disconnect, then it might be time to rebrand.
And when you're saying do good work, you're talking about, look, as a photographer, create great photos.
Yeah. Like, spend less time obsessing over people's rebrands and just like go shoot amazing photos. Like, that's your business.
When you are designing or customizing a logo, are there things that you're like, these are the things that should go into your logo or should go into your design?
We go through kind of this homework process. And so I'll give you a little bit of an insight into that. Anyone who's listening. So we go through this homework process that really helps me kind of get a peek into Caitlin's head or whoever I'm working with. And my background is, like I said, is in journalism. So this is kind of like an interview process for me, because I just kind of want to crawl up inside my client's mind and then figure out how to like visually articulate who they are. And that's kind of what I see as my job. Is I'm not a designer. I'm not, you know, a web designer. I'm like a visual storyteller. That sounds super pretentious, but but stick with me. So Caitlin, for example, like walking through, even her homework was just like so charming and like off the cuff and casual and personal. And she's like, oh, Jen, like, I know this is so silly, but blah, 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 blah. Very personable, very relatable. And she's built her entire brand on like being very, very elegant and timeless. Her work is beautiful, but her brides just want to hang out with her, you know? And I feel like that's part of, and she even realizes that. She's like, I'm not even that good of a photographer, Jen. Like, my brides just like want to hang out with me. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's not true. But that's a huge component, is that she's authentic and she's real. And so we knew going into that her logo needed to be like high-end and timeless and elegant looking, but it couldn't be a turnoff, and it couldn't feel inaccessible, and it couldn't be, you know, Tiffany's, where people don't feel like they could afford it. It needed to be relatable and approachable. And so part of that was making it kind of Southern and having kind of a Southern inspired design and typography, and then also making like the color scheme to be like personable. We took like her signature teal color and then just kind of like softened it a little bit and made it a little bit more high-end and elegant. And so we took kind of the hallmarks of her brand, which would just be like authenticity and relatability and then elegance and then just joy, and then just tried to distill that into the mark and then spread it across the different branding components. And that was a really cool one. So another example would be the branding I did for Justin and Mary. They were a great example of someone who needed to rebrand, because their work was so incredible and it had no connection with their old branding whatsoever at this point, because it had been like 10 years. It had been a long time. And so they have such a sense of like history, with their brand. And so we knew that we wanted to create some sort of kind of like East Coast prep crest that could be like the Justin Mary, you know, Burberry style crest. And so that's where we started, was figuring out like what components, you know, Mary went to Yale. So part of it was like, okay, we want to have this like super iconic look. And then it was super typographic. And so that again was just like, this is elegance. This has history. It has legacy. We want it to look like they've been doing this for all their lives and probably like everyone's lives before that. Like, they've been around and they're going to be around, just because their photographs are enduring as well. So it's definitely a process of like taking those brand hallmarks and then just distilling it into the various pieces of the logo type and the logo.
You know, you keep talking about occupying your brand, but I think that's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. And you know, that Justin and Mary were another classic example of someone who had just been like out there, like cranking it out. Like, they knew what they were about. And so we could make those decisions from a place of like, this is who the Justin and Mary bride is. You know, we actually even put on their website, there's a whole section that's like the Justin and Mary bride. And they have just honed down like exactly who their client is and why they do what they do. And then it makes it so clear for anyone interacting with their brand, She'd be like, am I this client? Am I attracted to this or am I not? Because it's so clear.
But this idea of branding, I think it's one of the more asked about topics. You know, we'll get questions all the time and this is right up there with, you know, what lens should I buy? But when you're talking about occupying your brand, and we'll use Justin and Mary for an example, you're basically saying be about your work, and that should be your focus for some time. And that way, when you get to the point of where you're ready to rebrand, you know exactly who you are, and who you are is your brand, essentially.
A brand is just like the visual expression of you and your work. And so that's something that, you know, a designer can't give you a brand. It can give your brand something to wear, basically, is I'm just creating like clothes, like internet clothes for brands.
All right. So I want to end with this. You've been incredible. And there's a lot of information in this podcast. Let's say we have these people who are listening and they're like, no, we have been doing this. We're at the point now where we're sort of in between, we've been working or doing this now for 5, 6, 7 years. I think it's time for us to really begin to encompass our brand online, or exploring the idea of refining or defining your brand online.
Well, I think that the first thing I would say is to just isolate the things that people associate with you and your business, and then really focus on those. So start by kind of determining your brand's qualities. Like, what are the things people talk about when they talk about you? What are the words that they use to describe your work? Where would your brand shop? You know, where would it buy things? So you start with the story first, and then you tell it across the lines of the website and the brand.